Welcome to Your Destiny. Mr. Destiny is Robert Lee Camp, the author of Love Cards and Cards of Your Destiny. In the next 60 minutes, you can learn about your future, your relationships, and maybe even your special place in this world. Come prepared with questions for Robert, and bring your birthday, the magical key that unlocks the secrets of your destiny. If you have questions about somebody else, have their birthday ready as well. For more information, please visit 7thunders.com. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. And now, here's Robert.
Good morning, good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camps. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. I hope you're calling and hope you'd like to come and call in later and get a reading, find out what's going on or ask a question. Anything about the system, about your personal life, you're welcome to ask. We're going to begin tonight by talking a little bit about current events. And one woman that perked my interest lately, piqued my interest, was Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton is now in jail after a failed attempt to get out by her mother and their lawyers. And if anybody had known the cards, had seen her cards, they could have predicted that she would not have gotten out of jail, because she's in the Mars period this year of her year, which is the third period, and she has very challenging cards. She has a Seven of Hearts and an Ace of Spades in the Mars period, both of which are cards of lack of success in the area of anything legal. So, and plus her long range card this year is a Nine of Hearts, and she also has a Nine of Diamonds long range, and also a Seven of Hearts. So this is really going to be for her probably one of the first years in her life where she's really had to face some of her past behavior and have to be accountable. It's going to be a challenging year for her overall. I mean, I don't think it's going to be all that bad. I mean, she's certainly protected in many ways. Her birthday is a fortunate birthday. She's an Eight of Diamonds and a Five of Clubs. She's got this wild girl side, but in fact, I think that, you know, inside, I really believe she has a lot of traditional values, which I think will come out more and more. This year is going to be a maturing year for her, and I wouldn't be surprised if she had more circumstances show up before she goes into her next period. So between now and July 23rd, even after she gets out of jail, actually, I'm not sure. She might actually spend her whole Mars period in jail. But either way, this period is going to be a big lesson for her. And she'll be fine until she goes into her Saturn period later this year. And there may be a few more lessons. But overall, the entire year is going to be a year for her, because of these nines and sevens long range, of really looking at herself and getting an opportunity to change her behavior. And that's good, you know, because I just don't really think she's really a bad person. Like, when I think about the difference between her and someone like Lindsay Lohan, I really put them in a whole different categories. I really think Lindsay Lohan is just, you know, got some bad streaks in her and will go through a lot of problems before she ever gets straightened up. Whereas Paris Hilton, I really think that she's just kind of a wild child. And as she matures, she's going to turn into quite an interesting and responsible child, responsible person. So tonight, I prepared a special talk about the power to create our life. You know, we've had a lot lately on the TV and the movie about The Secret. Everybody wants to create the life they want. And, you know, I've been teaching this philosophy for years. I've always been behind a philosophy of self-empowerment. And so I put together a talk with some new angles on this whole thing, because I really feel like there are some things that were left out of The Secret that could really help people to really make use of it more. Some basic fundamental laws that need to be kind of understood. Some laws of the universe and the law of creation. How does creation actually work? What's the real process of creation? How do we really manifest things? And I'm really for everybody. Let's all be able to manifest the life that we want. So we're going to be listening to this recording that I made. It's about half an hour long. So you're welcome to take notes, and you're welcome to wait and get this a copy of this later. I'm going to post it on my website so you can listen to it again and again. There's going to be a lot of information. After that, we're going to take calls. So if you want to come and get a reading later tonight after this talk, please come back. You can log in early if you want to be first. We have three lines open. So just go on the website and look at the numbers and call in and get in line. Or just wait until the talk is over, and then you can call in then. I'll be back after this talk on your power to create the life that you want. I'll see you in about 30 minutes.
Welcome again to the show, and I want to thank you for coming tonight. I have a really important topic to discuss with you this evening, and that is the topic of how do we create the life that we want. There's been a lot of talk lately about the movie The Secret and the book The Secret, and it's really been brought to our attention that we really can create the life that we want, and we've seen examples in that movie of people creating the life they want and doing miraculous creations. What I want to do tonight is talk about a little more depth and discuss some things about this process of creation that would help, would add to what The Secret said. Perhaps say some things that explain why it doesn't work for everybody and what's missing in that whole presentation. So let's talk about this a little bit and get into it in depth. I want to begin by asking you a question. I want you to think about this. You don't have to answer it right here, right now, because it may take you a little while. So I'll ask the question really clearly, talk about it somewhat, and then you answer it on your own. It'll be your assignment, your homework, you might say, to answer this question for yourself later after the show. Okay, and here's the question. What if you were given a magic wand? Suppose I handed you this magic wand, and this wand is guaranteed to give you whatever you had in mind, whatever you wanted. Would never fail. If you had this wand, tell me, what three things would you create in your life in the next 6 to 12 months? Now, everyone says they would like to have this or that in their life. Everyone says they would like more things in their life, or better things, or better relationship, more money, car. But what things or experiences would you want to have? And when you think about this, I want you to think really big. I want you to think of something that is outside the realm of the norm for you. And if you can, I'd like you to get in touch with what really, really is important to you and what there is inside of you, like a dream that you've had since you were young that was never fulfilled. When I ask you to imagine this, you know, I don't want you just to make something up like, oh, I want $1 million. People will often just make up something like that. Like in the card system, there's a most blessed year when you get what you really want. But it's not going to be something that you just dream up in your mind. It's going to be what you want in your heart. So this is about what you want in your heart. I mean, like, really. What really matters to you. What's really important to you on the deepest level. And that's different for everybody. It's not the same for everybody. Everybody's love and dream is a little different. What I want you to do is take some time, delve into your heart and see what it is that you really love and would really love to see happen in your life. Sometimes the clue for this can be found in our childhood. As children, we often know and instinctually gravitate towards the things we really love and the things that we are destined to have, experience, achieve, and do. You know, if you think about it, like when you, a lot of people who are famous today, you talk about them, read the books about them, hear their interviews, they'll say, you know, they knew this when they were a kid. They knew right away. Now, this is not true for everybody, but I do think it's true for everybody that we do get dreams as children. A lot of us shut those down, and we think, oh, I could never have that, I don't deserve it, or whatever. But we all are given those dreams. Think about the things that you thought and did as a child. Are there unfulfilled dreams there? Things that you always wanted but never achieved? Things perhaps that you felt you were destined to accomplish but for whatever reason never did? When we connect with our heart in this manner, there is an incredible power. It is from that place of our heart that our thinking mind is aligned with our soul's force, and magic can happen. So take some time to align yourself with what is your deepest and truest soul desire and purpose. That magical dream that you can still remember, that's what we're shooting for here. And once you can remember it and connect with it, I want you to write it out as a list of three things. And here's an example of one. This is just an example of how you might write it. Number one, I see myself having an incredible, over-the-top love relationship. I am in love and experiencing the depths of everything that I always wanted in a relationship. Number two, I see myself making a movie that will change the world. This movie, my movie, will help transform millions of people all over the planet. I see myself loving every step of the movie making and production process. Number three, I see myself living as a millionaire, living a life where money is no longer an issue in my life. I have way more money than I can ever spend and have everything I ever wanted on the material level. I am blessed and lack for nothing. This list is just an example. You have to make your own list, and you have to make it juicy. It has to be juicy and it has to be great. It has to be what turns you on. It has to be what you would crave for yourself from that deepest place of satisfaction, love, and fulfillment. And that, my friend, is different for each of us. Maybe that's what really separates us. In a sense, it distinguishes us, that each of us has this beautiful dream that we were born with, that we're meant to fulfill. You know, it's interesting. I might have said this before on the show, but some people get together once a year to have a convention to discuss and to trade and to share all about barbed wire. Now, personally, I don't have any interest in barbed wire, but somebody does. Somebody was born, a lot of people apparently, who absolutely love it. They just take a fascination in it, and it becomes so big that they attend an annual convention for that. So I want you to think about it. Like, what is it for you? What is your dream? This is really like the first thing. And you have to think like you can't fail. You have to think like you got this magic wand. It's all going to happen. How would that look for you? What would you be doing? What would you be experiencing? Who would you be experiencing it with? Okay, what would be different? Now, that is just the first step. And it's an important step, as we'll talk about later. It's critical. Okay, there's nothing unimportant about that. Just doing that one step could transform your life. I've seen people, because I used to work with people, and I would ask them that question and help them achieve that. And just asking the question was enough. So I think that some of you listening here will just ask that question, and that alone will get you on a new path in your life. It could really transform your life. That could be enough right there, okay? But there are other things to understand that could help you to manifest this. And I'm going to discuss some of those. We have some further understanding about the law of creation and manifestation, how it works, and where we have to be and how we have to be to make that happen. The understanding that you need at this point in this process is about power, your power to create. In truth, God makes us all powerful. When it's said that a man was made in the image of and likeness of God, it did not mean that God looks like us or that we look like him or her. What it was really talking about is that, like the Creator, God, we are all also creators and endowed with the ability to create everything or anything that we choose, desire, or want. Essentially, we were created with this power, this gift. We are able to direct our conscious minds upon things, and the God-given power within us causes them to become manifest. That's really it in a nutshell. There's more to it, but that's the bottom line. We are all like little gods running around creating our little worlds. Just like God created the universe, we're all living in our own little universe that we're creating with the power that was given to us. So if you and I are going to live in a world where we have this power to create, we have to agree on some basic assumptions. And first and foremost is this: to be powerful means to be responsible. If I am truly powerful and able to create whatever I want, then I must have been the one who created my life to be the way it is right now. I would like you to think about this for a moment, and I'm going to reread the last sentence. Listen to it very carefully. If I am truly powerful and able to create whatever I choose or want, then I must have been the one who created my life to be the way it is right now. This one statement has many important ramifications. The most important of these is that we must assume that the life we are living right now is our creation. Also, we must also assume that the life we have lived our entire life is our creation. The past is our creation. We may not understand why or how exactly, but we must assume these things to be true if we are to have the power to make the magic happen in our life. What this means in practical terms is that we cannot blame other people anymore. We cannot be the victim anymore. Okay, if I'm going to be powerful, I can't be the victim. I cannot blame circumstances on what's going on in my life. I can't blame any of the situations in the past, present, or future. I can't blame it on the economy, my childhood, my parents, my job, the government, and I can't blame God. Okay? I cannot blame anyone for my unhappiness, my lack of success or failure. The only person I have to blame is me, because I created it all. Now, I have to assume this. Okay? I have to assume this. Because I can't have it both ways. I can't say I'm powerful now, but I wasn't powerful then. I can't say that I didn't create everything in my life, and if I'm going to have my life be different. If I am to be powerful, I must assert and affirm that my life is and always has been something that I created, whether consciously or not. I cannot have it both ways. Either I am powerful or I'm not. The choice is ours. But if we're going to experience this God-given power within us, we must start by becoming the most powerful force in our life. And that means assuming complete responsibility for our past and present. This is a really big step for most people, because the world that we live in today is really, I would say, 90% or more a world of victims. Even people who proclaim to be powerful do not actually believe it or actually live that. They still live in a victim consciousness. And all of us have blind areas in some areas, areas where we throw away our power and play the victim to someone or something. Nobody's free of victimhood altogether. So we're all about here becoming more powerful and less of the victim in our life. That's what we're all talking about here. We're talking about, okay, let's see if we can get this together. Let's see if I can connect with the God within me. If I can connect with that power and start to become the creator of everything I experience in my life. For us to stop blaming other people and other things outside of us is a huge step. And, you know, frankly, that could take a lifetime to achieve. Unfortunately, there's just no other way. There's no easy way. It has to be done. You or I cannot have this power unless we assume the responsibility that it brings with it. So if you're ready to live a powerful life, here's where you have to begin. You don't have to completely believe or know this inside and out to get started. But at the very least, you must start thinking and talking of this philosophy of power. It has to start somewhere. And at least you can begin to ask questions, look at your life and say, okay, if I am the most powerful thing in my life, why did I create it this way? Can I see any payoff for having my life be the way it is right now? Can I see some benefits? Why would I do this? If I'm a little God walking around and it's all my creation, is there a reason why I did it the way I did it? Because, you know, if you don't get to that real underlying causal place, why would you create it any differently? Why would you, you know, we're talking Godhood here. We're talking about you're able to make it all happen. And this is why the techniques taught in The Secret will not work for everybody. They don't really address that part about the responsibility. They're not telling the entire story here. It's just a little missing link. All the knowledge that's given in The Secret is really great. But there are some missing pieces that would help everyone benefit more from its wisdoms, in my opinion. So what we're talking about here is learning to create consciously. Much of our creating is done unconsciously. So think about it, you know, if I am, just imagine that 90% or more of the world's running around in victim mode. Well, they're actually creating it, but they're not aware that they're creating it. And they're believing that something outside of them is creating it for them. They're believing they're being created upon by some power bigger than they are. This is what really most people believe. They believe that bad things happen to good people for no reason at all, and that bad stuff can happen at any time. And this is why the insurance industry is so prolific and has so much money. I was amazed when I noticed that all the biggest buildings in the middle of a big city were built by insurance companies. Okay. So just the act of starting to look at our life and say, why would I create my life to be the way it is now? And also ask, why have I created my life to be the way it has been in the past? Just asking yourself these two questions will start consciousness to awaken within you where there was not as much consciousness before. Just imagine that simple change in perspective from, hey, why is somebody doing this to me, to why did I do this? Why did I create this? Why did I attract this relationship? Why did I attract this job? Why would I have wanted to have these parents, this childhood? Why would I have wanted to have this body, these habits, and so forth? Okay, this is where the consciousness comes out. And consciousness is exactly what we need. If we do not attain some self-awareness of why and how we are creating our life the way it is, how can we ever hope to make it any different? Because we'll have subconscious forces that are going to continue to create what we have now. And they already are. They're creating right this moment, right this very minute. You are a powerhouse of energy. If you just visualize yourself, just close your eyes for a minute, visualize yourself sitting there, wherever you are, or standing. And you are this generator of this powerful creative forces. All this energy is emanating from your body. You can't see it. But imagine if you could see it like waves of energy. And it's demanding that your world be the way it is, okay? Right down to the finest detail, every little thing was specified by you on some important level. But how many of us are aware of that? We have to become conscious. This is extremely important. Become aware of our creation. It's already there. It's sitting right in front of you. If you open your eyes, you can see it. Look around your room. Look at where you're wearing. Look at yourself in the mirror. You're looking at your creation. Why would you create yourself and your life to be that way? There are reasons, really, underneath everything. Not that you have to know why, but you have to understand yourself. You have to see the causal forces that are at work inside. We have to know that. If we're really going to really get into this Godhood role of creating. Imagine how wonderful it would be if you knew yourself so well that you were conscious of every little thing you are creating and why. You know, I remember when I first got into this philosophy that I began to notice where I hadn't noticed before. Something would show up in my life and I would go, aha, I remember. I know why that showed up. I just thought of that a day ago or so. or I did this or something, and I saw the connection between what was showing up in my life and what I'm doing, what I'm creating. That's where the real fun and the magic begins to happen. And if you were so aware of how you created everything in your life and you became this conscious being, we would call you enlightened. You would be an enlightened master. Okay? The enlightened master surrenders their will to God and becomes part of God's will. That's a whole other discussion. We're just going to stick with this one for now. Now we're going to go to the next step. The next step in becoming a powerful creator is really much of what is discussed in the movie The Secret in the book. Without rehashing all that in detail, I want to emphasize a few things that I will think will help add to that. First of all, creating is not about doing anything. Most of us think or believe that we have to have something in our life, we have to do something. We really get into this doing thing, and really that's not how it really works. Well, yes, we do lots of things in our life, but the doing is not really the thing that creates our life. The creation takes place solely in the domain of the specification that we make. In other words, the act of creating something occurs not in doing, but in the amount of detail that we put into specifying what it is we intend to create. As soon as the minute details of the specification are complete, the thing or experience we desire will magically appear in front of us, along with the means to have it. And that you'll find to be a law. One example I like to think about is like if you go shopping in a mall, you have a general sense, you say, I need a new sweater. But you don't really know what sweater, exactly what kind of sweater. You haven't really sat down, haven't really specified. And also, you don't really know what's available. But there's a desire in there, and there is something out there, most likely, that's going to fit your real specification. And when it all comes together, and when that thing shows up on the shelf of a store, is when your specification becomes complete. You go, aha, that's it. So actually, when you're out there running around the mall and going through stores and looking at clothing, you're looking for things that you feel that, aha, that meets with my specification. But if you did this exercise, if you went out shopping and bought something, and then if you examined it and your thinking process, you could actually write down, after the fact, you could write down all the little specific things about that thing that makes it the perfect thing for you. That's what we're talking about. This thing was the perfect thing for you. You wouldn't have bought it if it wasn't. And why? There was reasons, and you can now list them after the fact. You may not have been conscious about it. So what we're talking about here is about becoming conscious of it ahead of time. Instead of running around, see if you can consciously create this picture in the most detail possible beforehand. Because really, the culmination of any creation, it's going to occur at that moment that the specification becomes complete. And that's interesting, you know, because the specification is not complete without some sort of a feeling. There will be a feeling there that connects with that specification. It's a knowingness, and it's also a feeling of joy of having received something that you really wanted, and having fulfilled something that was there. And here's another little thing to think about. Did you want that for yourself, or did God want it for you? Where did that desire come from? Just something to think about. Where do these desires to be whoever we are come from? Did we just make them up, or were we born with them? Are they God-given, or are they ego-given? You have to decide. Think about that for a moment. I say that the ones that come from the heart are not things that our ego or mind just made up. We were born with them. They were significant. They were important. They are important to us because we were given them. From the source, for some reason that we don't understand. Who needs to understand? So it's about specification, or the mental picture that we draw of what we want to create. It's mostly a mental thing, but If there are positive emotions attached to that picture, it will be empowered in such a way that it will be created much faster. The most powerful emotion is love. A detailed mental image connected to a powerful feeling of love is absolutely irresistible. It will and must come to pass. It's just a law of the universe. It's not religious. It's not philosophical. It's just how it works. If there is a really powerful love feeling associated with a mental image, that thing is destined to come to pass. Because if it's love, it's true. It's real. It's not something you just dreamed up. And this is kind of nice to know. Just imagine, you know, everything that I really love and really love to want to love to experience, those things are going to happen to me someday. Now, it may not be in this lifetime. It probably will be. But if it's not, it's going to happen someday. And I've got many examples of this in my own life and other people's lives that verify that very thing. The thing that we love most, have the real love for. We always get it sooner or later. And the more love you have for it, the more thrilling it feels. The idea of having something, the more sure you know it's going to happen to you someday. I'll never forget the time that I was driving down this interstate on a long trip, about a six-hour trip. The sun was setting, and I looked over, and it was a canyon next to the road, a really deep canyon full of trees and green, and the sunlight was just beaming across from the sun setting. And I looked over there, and I saw this guy flying in an ultralight airplane up this canyon, and I thought, oh, my God, what that must be. I get chills right now thinking about it, just remembering that. I thought, how magical that must be to be flying that plane in that over that canyon like that and being out there in nature like that and then flying like a bird. And it just thrilled me. And in that moment right there set my destiny. I was destined to fly ultralight airplanes, which I did. It was almost, it was a good almost 15 years later when it happened, but it happened. And it was everything I imagined it to be and even more. And I achieved everything that I had felt in that moment of that inception. And that's just what we're talking about here. We're talking about connecting with what we want to create in a way that we can feel it in our deepest parts of ourselves. So all we really need to do here is create a detailed mental picture and attach positive emotions to it, and then sit back. We don't really have to do much more than that. If we have created this detailed plan or picture and visualized it with this feeling of love for what we are imagining, our work is done, except for maybe holding that picture in front of us. And holding the picture in front of us is what is handled in a thing they call the treasure map. I forget what they call it in a secret. They have other names for it. But it's a visual representation or an image of what we are choosing to create, that thing that we want to have. It could be like on your computer screen. It could be on a board, on the wall. It's somewhere where you would see it on a frequent basis and be reminded. And then you would look at it and feel the love that went into creating it, that you want to have it, and kind of picture yourself experiencing that. And that's all that it takes. If we create some image and hang it, put it somewhere, it's powerful. It makes the process speed up. You know, I didn't create a treasure map for ultralight flying, and it took 15 years. But I never forgot it. That one inspiration guaranteed it would happen. That feeling of it, I never forgot it. It was always in the back of my mind for all those 15 years. And when the opportunity presented itself, boom, I just went for it. Okay, so now you have some incredible tools. If you've listened to this, if you've taken this all in, and by the way, you can listen to this again and again. If you've done this, you have these incredible tools that you can use. You can begin the process of examining your current creations, number one. That alone is a priceless process, one that will bring you gold mines of awareness and satisfaction once you see that, hey, your life is already It's already working. You're already creating it the way it is. Okay? But if you add to that the power to change this creation into whatever you truly desire, whoa, you got everything you need right there. Those two are really everything that you need. I hope that you choose to start using your God-given power today. The world certainly needs more happy, powerful people and less people running around like their life's a big tragedy and they're the victim of everybody and everything else and blaming everybody else for their problems. I invite you to be one of the powerful, happy people in life. By doing so, you'll help everybody else around you, and not the least of which, yourself. Thank you for listening. And now on with our show.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Robert Camp again, coming to you live from sunny California. A friend of mine called this morning and said, well, how's the weather out there? And I said, weather? What weather? We don't have weather out here. Nothing ever changes. It's always the same. It's always sunny and a high of about 90 and low of about 55 every night. So some people love this weather. I personally like more rain myself. I really love rain. So for everybody who's listening tonight, now is the time to call in if you'd like to talk and chat. I would love to hear what your comments are about what I talked about tonight, about creating our future. And you might have gotten this from the call, but from the talk, but it's really the whole thing about life is mastery of awareness of ourselves. Just imagine knowing ourselves so well that we knew exactly what we wanted in life, and then it becomes very easy to acquire that. So we have three lines open. And I don't know if you know where the numbers are on the website, but if you go to the link that I gave you, you can see the phone numbers right there, three lines. There's also a BBS radio chat room, which we use internally, but you're welcome to go on there and send messages to me that way if you'd like to. So I would also love to hear your comments. I got some emails about the music, if you liked the music last week. What's going on? So give us a call. We're going to play a song from my CD, and then we'll be back, and hopefully somebody will have a question for me. Otherwise, we're going to end the show early tonight, and I enjoy being here, so I'd love to serve you. So we're going to play the song called Sri Ram off my CD, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes. Thank you.
Hare Rama. treat on hesitara he hanuma lakshmana
Welcome back, everybody, and we do have some calls now, so great. We'll stick around. Hey, we have one line open. I don't know which line, but I know we have one open. It probably is line three, but I couldn't say for sure. But our first caller, his name is Juliet, and if we could get her on the line, I'd love to talk to her.
Hi, Robert. I talked to you once before. I'm a seventh spade.
Uh-huh. And what can I do for you tonight?
Well, after listening to you tonight about creating things, am I creating these auto accidents, or is it because I chose to be a seven spade that I'm getting these accidents, I'm chosen to experience these accidents?
Well, you know, when you talk about karma like that, it's a little bit, this is like the card that we are and the karma that goes with that card is not something that you decided like last month or something, you know. On some level, we decide the birthday that we come in on. And so that was a decision that was made from a soul level. So there's some real important reason why every seven of spades chooses to be a seven of spades. And along with that card comes the karma of having either accidents or other kinds of health things to learn from. So what have you come up with when you think about your life? What are you getting out of? What do you think you're learning or getting from having the experiences you're having, Juliet?
Just dealing with one different health challenge after the next. And actually, I'm learning through these accidents, and when people need help, I can help them.
Uh-huh. So you're learning to appreciate what, helping other people or being there for other people?
That's what it looks like, or it seems to be. You know, when something happens to me, I use my own experiences to help others.
I'm wondering if the health challenges might help you appreciate what you have that's not broken. Have you had that experience at all? In other words, like, if I had, let's say one of my legs was broken, I wonder if that might help me appreciate the fact that one of my legs is still working okay. Have you had any of those kind of experiences?
Yes, I have had that happen to me, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I really think that for Seven of Spades, see, it's the card of faith. And faith means, first of all, knowing that whatever's happening to you is really for a good reason on some level, even though you may not know what it is, you know. We may not know what the reason is, but knowing, it's like faith that God loves us and that he wouldn't cause anything to happen to us unless it had a most loving and amazing, wonderful reason behind it. Now, the thing about life is that we often don't know the good reasons for things that happen to us until much later. You know, we might have something happen to us that we consider really bad, and we may not realize until much later, you know, that this was a real, actually was a blessing in disguise. So, you know, I don't know where you are in that process, but I do know that, that the magic behind being a seven is appreciation and taking stock of what there is to be grateful for. I know that for every seven, that's the case, whether it's a seven of diamonds, a seven of hearts, seven of clubs, or seven of spades. It's always that ability to tap into this place where there's appreciation for what you have, and then out of that comes unlimited abundance. Does that help at all, Julianne?
Yes, it does.
I mean, I know it must be hard for you.
I just wish I could stop these auto accidents. That's all I wish for.
Yeah, well, I understand that. I mean, who would want to have terrible accidents like that? That now, have they? Have you become crippled as a result of them, or?
Well, every accident comes a challenge, and each accident I got well from it. It took a long time, and now I have these new injuries, and people are like stumped. They don't know what to do with me. It's like my ribs are all frozen, and it's been a challenge to find the right physical therapist, too.
The right what?
Physical therapist.
Oh, the right person,
you know,
to help
you. A good manual physical therapist.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's your birthday. It's a double whammy because you're also a four diamonds, and four diamonds is not such a wonderful card. I mean, there's a certain amount of trouble that a four diamonds has to go through in their life. So you have a double dose with the seven of spades and four diamonds. But I have a feeling that God has a lot of love for you, and that these things that are happening to you are for a really good reason. I don't know what they are for you personally, but I know that you'll find out someday.
Yeah, and I'll let you know.
Well, I appreciate that. I would definitely like to hear when you have a realization about that. Why don't you call back and talk about it? I would love to hear about it for
you. All right. Thank you, Robert.
It's great to have you call in again, Juliet. Have
All
a
right,
pleasant
thanks.
Evening.
You-
okay. I remember the first time I met a seven of spades. I was teaching a workshop in Michigan, and a woman walked in on crutches. And she was actually a very attractive young woman. And I said to myself, I bet she must be a seven of spades. And it turned out she was, and she had had some serious motorcycle accidents. She was really into motorcycles. And, you know, it was just amazing to me how that showed up. Okay, we have two lines open now, and we have Fred on, I don't know which line right now, but there are two open lines. If you want to call in, now is the time. But if we can put Fred on right now, I'd really love to talk to Fred.
Yeah, this is Fred.
Hey, Fred, what's up?
Is this Robert?
Yeah.
Hi, Robert. I'm a six of diamonds with the Queen of Diamonds, PRC.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. And thank you, Robert. And I just want to say, first of all, the way you come across is so heartful and sincere and really, really easy to listen to and take in, and I really appreciate that. I have, you know, for many years on and off wrestled with the question that you identified about, given that I'm the creator, why am I creating this? And I know what it is to come up with the energetic pop or the release with regards to that question, and I have not with regards to the creation of victimhood in the form of monetary victimhood, i.e. six of diamonds in my life. And I've struggled, you know, consciously for 20 or so years with various of the teachings and you know, trying to get to the bottom of all of it in terms of the money victimhood. And so it was
There's a certain one thing about knowing your card is or your cards is that they're like keys to self-understanding. And I talked about in the talk tonight about how awareness of the self is so important, right?
Yes.
So there is a pattern associated with Six of Diamonds. Are you familiar with that pattern? As it relates to money?
Sixes are fearful.
Well, no, I don't necessarily look at a six as being a fearful card. Is that from numerology that you got that meaning?
That's Enneagram, yes.
Oh, see, you can't mix that with the cards.
Okay.
Because they don't apply. I know what you mean about the sixes. I think my friends tell me I'm a counterphobic six.
Okay. You a six of clubs?
No, I'm a queen of diamonds.
You're a queen of diamonds, okay.
But in the Enneagram, they say I'm a counterphobic six.
I see. Very good.
But the Six of Diamonds, what it is about the Six of Diamonds is that they have this expectation that they're born with, that they really feel like the money is supposed to come in, that somebody out there owes them some money. Do you relate to that at all?
I think I do. It's been kind of unconscious.
But, you know, like a feeling like I'm supposed to have more money and it should just come to me.
Well, I've been working for it consciously for 20 years, and it still hasn't come to me. So it's not that I'm waiting for it. I work diligently. In fact, others have often told me that they can't believe I don't have money.
Yeah.
Somehow,
well, the fact is, Fred, that you actually do have money. You may not have as much as you would like to have, but you have money. Right?
Yes.
Now, what can happen, and I'm just going to share this with you, okay?
Okay.
When you're born with a Six of Diamonds, there's an expectation there about how much money you should have. That expectation can prevent you from really taking in what you do have. Do you understand?
Theoretically, I do.
Okay, so...
For me, though.
Well,
that for me.
I can hear it in your voice, Fred.
You can hear what?
I can hear that you have an expectation that's never been fulfilled, and it's been a long-term expectation.
Okay, I'm listening.
And I think that has actually stopped you a little bit because it's prevented you to some extent from really taking in what you already have.
When you say taking in what I already have, what do you mean by that?
I mean being aware of and appreciating what you already have.
Okay. Well, by what I already have, you mean the amount of money that I live with?
Everything. Money, things that you value. You're a double diamond, like me. We're both diamonds. Both our cards are diamonds, right?
Yes.
So everything about our life is about value and what are things worth.
Okay,
and,
I see.
And what do we have and what are we worth? You understand?
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah.
A lot of my value has been measured by money in my own picture of it.
Well, so is mine to a certain extent. You know, we can't help it. We're diamonds. That's what, you know, a club will measure their worth by their knowledge. You understand?
And I believe, you know, that I've come to honor and just go with that in the last 20 years and just have really seen the power of money. I believe money is the power of God at this physical material level. Is that energy you can do anything with, it certainly is not the root of all evil. And so I've gone after it, and I'm very close, but I just have never really crossed the line.
Well, you know, you're talking about a line that you made up. You made up what that line is.
Well,
I don't know what that line is to you. I don't know what that line is.
So I get to do that, don't I?
What's that?
And I'm the creator, so I get to do that, don't I?
Yeah, no, I'm just... Absolutely, you get to. I'm just pointing out that you made up this line.
That's correct.
And so that line is what's keeping you unhappy, Fred.
Okay.
The line you never were able to cross.
Okay.
I used to say to people, if you want to ruin a person's life, all you have to do is this. You can guarantee somebody will have a whole life of unhappiness by doing one thing. Put a little desire into their mind for something that they can never have.
Given that they're the creator, what is it they can never have?
It doesn't matter. See, it's like whatever it is that you want, you've created it to be something you can't have.
Okay.
You've created yourself. You've created this. You put this goal out there that you can't have, and you've made that the measure of your success, and you've never attained it, and so you've always been lacking.
Correct.
So you've lived a life of lack for so many years, when all this time you have had so much to be grateful for.
The question is, why would I have done that, as you said?
You did that to create. You did that to create this lack. You wanted to experience lack for a long period of time.
Why would I have?
See, that's
to
part
that?
Of the Six of Diamonds karma.
Okay,
now,
why
would you choose
that?
I'm not really sure exactly why. There could be lots of reasons.
You don't know.
I could certainly dream up a few if I tried.
I've done that too. Yeah.
But you know, the fact is, it's what's happened. It's what's going on.
That's true.
Now, my suggestion to you is, if you would like to see something change in your life, try practicing appreciation for what you have and give up that line that you're trying to break across. I'm not talking about lowering your standards. I'm just talking about focusing your attention, which is your God-given gift. You have the power to direct where your attention is placed.
Yes.
Our attention is the most valuable thing that we possess.
The only thing.
You invest that attention of yours, into looking at what you already have and taking stock of it and seeing how wealthy you are right now and forevermore. And that's the job that you and I can do to change our wealth. That's all that we can do.
For a couple of years, as I know you have.
Yeah, I mean, we can't make money come to us. Only God can do that. But we can be grateful for what we have. That's our job. We can chase the almighty dollar for our entire life and never get it, because something unconscious in us, some part of us doesn't want to get it.
Clearly.
Doesn't want to get it. But you can alter that. I'm telling you, you can alter that, Fred, by practicing appreciation.
I have been and will continue.
You know, I had a woman who actually is getting a reading with me tomorrow. She came to a money workshop I taught 5 years ago. And she had a lot of money, but she said, I never have enough money, you know. And she was obviously doing really well. And I told her, your problem is that you don't have any appreciation for your life. That's the only problem you have. She got so angry with me, she said she was angry with me for 5 years until she woke up one day and said, oh, my God,
I
get it.
Thank you, Robert.
I hope that's helpful to you, Fred. I really relate to you and to your predicament. I think all of us diamonds have the same work to do on a certain level.
Well, I know there's a higher purpose to it all, and specifically to me and to us as a group with regards to the issue of money. So I'm part of the crowd.
Just try appreciating and see what happens.
I've been doing it. I'll continue to do so.
Yeah, I mean, you should be able to wake up tomorrow morning and look around and go, hey, man, I'm living like a king over here.
I don't predict that, but I'll do what I can.
You have the ability to feel that with what you already have.
Not in genuineness, I don't. No, actually, I do not.
You need to look at that. I would suggest you take a strong look at that, because that's what's between you and your happiness and your fulfillment. The fact that you say that you really could not be happy with what you have right now and really feel like you really have a lot, that's your problem right there.
Exactly.
I guarantee it.
I agree.
And so your problem is nothing more than a lack of appreciation.
Okay.
That's
it. And an inability to lie about it.
Well, no, it's great. It's not about lying. You already have all these things I'm talking about. It's about just looking at what you have and acknowledging them.
Well, I will work with what you've given me. I appreciate your sincerity.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Fred. I appreciate you calling in tonight.
God bless you, Robert.
Good luck. Keep in touch.
Thank you.
All right. You know, to be enlightened, they say that to an enlightened man, a clump of dirt is the same as a piece of gold. Now, what does it mean when they say that? You know, like a lump of clay is the same as a lump of gold or piece of gold to an enlightened man. Because to the enlightened man, he's already so full of appreciation for what his life is. There's no need. There's no reaching out for anything. There's no wanting. There's no wanting. And then he can see a piece of gold as it is, and he can see the value in a piece of dirt as it is. So it's about appreciation. We have to learn to appreciate what we have. And I mean, really, anybody in this country today, you think about it. You compare yourself. If you think you're not doing well, who are you comparing yourself to? As I've talked about on the show that I did about money, 90% of the Earth's population does not even have a refrigerator. If you have a refrigerator, you're doing better than 90% of the entire planet. What do I have to complain about? Oh yeah, I don't have $1 million yet. I could say, oh yeah, I could get unhappy about it. I could be unhappy the rest of my life. Oh, I have to have $1 million. You know, that's the way it could go. Okay, if Sandy's still waiting, I'd love to talk to Sandy on line two, if she's still here. And we have two lines open, by the way, folks. Feel free to call in if you'd like to talk tonight.
Aloha, Robert.
Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. So how's the Restless Queen of Clubs doing?
I'm great. Unfortunately, I missed most of your show. I was like in a hurry to get home, and I guess I messed up the time from our time to your time, but I caught the end of it, and I'm really surprised that I'm on the phone because I said, oh, I'm going to try one more time, and oh, here I am.
Well, I guess you were meant to be here, and I was meant to talk to you. Well, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I know I'm supposed to have a question now, and I'm thinking, boy, I didn't even have a question.
You just wanted to chat, huh?
Yeah, I just felt like chatting here. Things are actually going very well here, and there's really no problem.
So you're the same birthday as my fiancé's mother.
Oh.
Not the same year, but the same. She's a queen of clubs, and she loves to travel. She's a big traveler. Are you a big traveler?
You know, actually never. My whole life I've always been pretty content to be where I am. I used to live on the East Coast, and then suddenly I'm here, and I've been here for 5 years, so... But,
oh, wow.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about starting another career, and I have a farm here that I'm starting, so I'm trying to get that done first, and I don't know. I guess I'm...
This will be a great year to have a business. You have very good influences for business.
Do I?
Yeah. Really good.
Like
the King of Spades in Jupiter?
Mm-hmm. Is this like...
Are you familiar with your cards this year?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I'm in here.
What do you think?
What do I think? Oh, I don't know. I think I'm thinking more about my purpose. I always kind of thought I had and did a lot of my purpose when I raised my children. And now I'm trying to be more, I guess, of the world server. And,
see, what a queen has to do is they have to take the love that they gave their children and then put it on a larger stage and become mothers to the world, mother of knowledge to the world. See?
Yeah,
so you have to make the world your children.
Mm-hmm. I've kind of always thought that way.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
And
that's what I do. I'm a queen of diamonds, you know. We have the same kind of karma.
I guess what I'm trying to do is figure out how to bring it forth without... You know, I'm not really sure. I thought about writing. I'm doing photography now because it's so beautiful around here. You almost have to do something because you're so inspired.
Well, what do you think your gifts are?
I'm very good with people. I seem to have an intuitive knowledge, almost like a, I guess it's like a profiler. I think I probably maybe would have been a good psychiatrist or psychologist, but I had a real problem dealing with the way they wanted to be with people because I always thought that it should have been like a study of the soul.
Uh-huh.
I love animals.
Well, see, those things you talk about, those are all clues about what you would give people. It's really about what you would offer people is what your career would be, what your gifts are, and what you would offer. See. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know that you're intuitive. I know that you're highly intelligent. I know that you care about people. You have an interest in the mystic sciences. I wouldn't be surprised if you have artistic ability. And there you have it. There's your gifts right there.
So you got to round them up together, huh?
You know, a lot of Queen of Clubs are having a really wonderful time doing readings for people. It's perfect.
You know, I was going to ask you about that. It was I was going to email you later about that. I want to thank you very much for the books. And I have had many cards and done many different kinds of card readings, and I don't think I've ever had anything that's been more accurate. And it kind of surprised me because I've kind of moved away from those sorts of things. And just, I don't know. And then for some reason I saw something online and decided to get the card readings. I had a little brief reading, and I was very mildly surprised and happy. So I thought maybe that I might take the courses.
I'm not sure. You know, I can barely hear what you're saying. It's all garbled for some reason. But
okay, maybe it's.
It sounded like you were talking about the cards a little bit, like possibly doing readings.
Yes, I was talking about maybe taking the course and getting the software. Can you hear me now?
It's kind of warbly. I don't know if it's warbly to people listening on the air, but to me it's warbly.
Okay.
Say it again one more time. Just try one more time.
Okay, yes, I was saying that I was interested in maybe taking the course and getting the software because I was very impressed by the accuracy of the cards.
Well, I think just having the books that you have now, mm-hmm. you have enough to do readings right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell it to everybody because, you know, they think they got to, like, learn so much, like, to do readings. But if you have a desire to help other people and you understand the system on its basic level, you have enough right there to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you decided to start doing that this year, I guarantee you, you would have success very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It would happen very quickly for you this year.
that's the key, this year.
Just what I'm telling you. Just what I'm seeing in your cards, mm-hmm. you have such good influences right now for doing whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
well,
why don't you consider starting something and see what happens?
Okay. Well, I guess that's the only way you find out, right? If you don't
that's right. And you're not doing anything else, so, you know, you got nothing to lose.
So you don't think, well, you know, I pretty, you know, read the books pretty thorough, and believe me, I would have a long ways to go before I would be anywhere close to you. I have been a student of the mystic arts and sciences for a long time.
Well, feel free to call me if you want to talk about this sometime.
Okay.
Okay,
that sounds
I'd be
great.
Happy to give you some guidance as to where to go next in your studies or whatever. Just call me or email me, okay?
Okay, great.
Now you're not warbly for some reason.
Because I moved to another room because my house is so strange with the energy around here. I'm actually way up in the mountains in Kahakaloa, so...
Oh, so it was your cell phone that was doing that, or your
no, it's not
phone.
Even a cell phone. It's a regular phone, but for some reason, from room to room, it changes.
Oh, interesting.
So
now
you can hear me. I just have one more question. My husband's not. He's an 8 club, so I guess he June 22nd, 1947.
Mm-hmm. And what about him?
I was just wondering how his year was looking this year.
Well, why don't you ask him?
okay.
Hey, honey, how you
that.
Doing
well,
this
no,
year?
No, he is. He's doing well, but he's got a lot of things on his plate that he's actually a scientist and inventor. I'm just wondering if he's going to have a positive year this year for business or things. Or.
Well, what are his goals?
Well, his goals are he started one business, and he's a real estate appraiser, and he has a logical business with something he's been working on 20 years for
Did you say
science.
He's born June 22nd, 1957?
Yeah. 1947.
47, okay.
Yes.
Hold on one second. So you're talking about after his birthday here.
Mm-hmm. Well, he actually has a birthday coming up very couple weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. He's got a really good cards for having his own business or something like
mm-hmm.
that. This is going to be a great year. I don't see any problem, just him overworking himself a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all overwork ourselves here in Maui.
Oh, really? I thought you guys were supposed to go there for vacation or something.
You would think, but those of us that live here, we work very hard. We don't see the beach as much as you think. But
well,
I mean, it's everywhere, so it's beautiful.
I fantasize about retiring on an island, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
It's a wonderful place to live. There's a great gifts of energy and love and all kinds of things going on here. So
yeah, I can tell. Every time I go there, I feel magical, so.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling, Sandy. I have another caller, so I'm going to take off.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
You take care now. Aloha.
All right. Aloha. Bye-bye. Okay. We have Deborah on line 4. So we have 2 lines open, folks. This is your time if you want to call in. Is Deborah with us?
Hi, Robert.
What's your last name, Deborah?
Axum.
Okay. Have I talked to you before?
No. I feel like I know you. I've never called into a show before, but I just love you, and I've had your love book card forever and your destiny. I've seen, but I don't own it right now. I need to get it again. And I like.
What part of California are you living in, Deborah?
Ojai.
Oh, do you know Jai?
Who?
A woman named Jai Italiander.
I've heard. I might know her by sight. But that does sound familiar. I've heard her name.
Well, she's a really good friend of mine. If you run into her, you guys will hit it off really well.
Good.
And she's really into the cards.
Is she?
Oh yeah, she's. She's been doing it for like 10 years now.
Wow. That's cool.
But we had a party here at my house, a little get-together about 2 months ago, and we had 4 Queen of Hearts here.
I bet that was fun.
And they all came dressed up in these costumes that had Queen of Hearts on the front.
No.
And they were so cute. We had so much fun with them.
Yeah.
They were just, I think there were 2 of them were your birthday, too.
Oh, cool. I know a few people with my birthday, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've run into a lot of people of your birthday, too, for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a color reader here. Like, when I read your card, I'm like, oh, because I was a hairdresser for years, but then I switched careers probably about 5 years ago. And I lived in Sedona, Arizona, and then I worked in Venice Beach, and then I worked at the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa for a while. Then I got sick, and now I'm just kind of like getting my mojo back and not sure what I'm doing next, but I'm enjoying.
Oh, well, nice. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm a pretty good manifester, and I'm a really excellent unconscious manifester, and I'm getting really better at the conscious. But I was just curious. I think I know for sure I have a stumbling block in my love life. Like, career is easy for me usually. I'm motivated, and my love life's like been non-existent for 10 years.
Kind
of my
so
choice, perhaps.
I would be willing to bet that you shut the door.
I think I slammed it.
Yeah, somebody hurt your feelings.
Yeah. So now I'm looking to open it, but I'm like, ooh.
Well,
and
you're gonna have to face.
That my year, I haven't looked at your destiny book, and so I don't even know, you know, what I'm playing with this year or next, but
Know. How would you like to get laid before your birthday?
Oh, my God. How about if I could just go to dinner and talk? I'm not ready for that.
Oh, you don't want to do that? You don't want that to happen?
Not quite yet.
Oh, really? Oh, you're not ready yet.
Hello? No, I'm not ready.
You're not ready yet. Just go back in the closet and be quiet.
All right. I'll just stay here in Ojai and hide.
Hide out in Ojai. It's a good place to hide out.
It really is. It really is.
And that's what you've been doing for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to have to get over your fear and get out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, you got the cards for it.
Yeah, I know.
All you got to do is be a little bit open.
All right.
Drop the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And God loves you. He's not going to torture you. You know?
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay? You're a catch, all right?
Well, I enjoy you. I only started listening to you last week. I didn't know, you know, I just found this radio station or through the computer, so I'll be listening.
Oh, good. Well, thank you so much for calling, Deborah. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It was nice to meet you.
And call
thank
in
you.
After you meet this person and let us know how the sex was.
All right.
Give us a play-by-play.
All
thanks
right,
for calling, Deborah.
Do.
Have a nice night.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
So what most people don't know is that Queen of Hearts is the card of sex. You want to get them going, just start talking about sex a little bit. They're right with you. They can keep up. I mean, Deborah here, she's obviously, you know, turned off. She's probably blocked that area off for a while, but it's always been there. And she's going to be happy once she opens up to relationship again. So we still have two lines open. We have Betty on line two. Can we speak to Betty and see what's going on with her? Ace of Spades.
Hi, Robert.
How are you, Betty?
I'm great. It's great to hear your show. How are you doing since you left the Carolinas?
Oh, I know who you are now. That took a...
Yes, that Ace
yeah, I'm in California now, Betty.
I know.
And you're still in Kauai?
Congratulations.
You're
yes,
still
I
in Kauai?
Am. Yes.
I recognize your voice right away.
I
you have a,
cannot
you have
rob
a distinctive
a bank.
Voice.
Yes, I do.
It's a southern drawl, but even so, it's still distinctive in its own way. It's got its own little flavor to it.
I guess they have a reason for me sounding this way.
So tell me, how are things been doing? How have you been doing?
Really good. I'm still very grateful for my experience that you sent me on that had mm-hmm. to do with being. And since
yeah.
your program tonight was talking about creating an image of being, I thought I would connect with you and say thank you again.
It's great to have you call in. I'll just tell everybody in the listening audience that Betty was somebody that did the same training that I did last year, which changed my entire life. And she came all the way from Hawaii, all the way to North Carolina. I only had to drive 250 miles to do it. She had to fly all the way from Hawaii, and she was there like, what, 3 weeks? Maybe
21
a month.
Days.
How many?
21.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And that was a big commitment, and she did it. And I was I'm so proud of you that you invested that much into your life to have a good life.
Mahalo,
you're awesome.
Thank you.
You were awesome, Betty.
Oh, well, it's ditto.
And I'm actually still, I'm not doing legacy work now, but I'm still connected, and it's still the most powerful thing I've ever done in my life, and it's still benefiting
me.
Yeah. So you never know. I might get back into enrolling people in that again someday in the future because it was so much fun.
Well, you're a really good link too.
Well, it was really my joy to be a giver like that, to be a give, you know, giving place. I think that was one of the highlights of my life, those 3 months that I was in the leadership program, because I was so focused outward and not so much focused on my own problems.
Correct.
You know, and I think that's the key for me anyway. So what's your contract, Betty?
Oh, trying to learn how to be 60 gracefully.
Well, great. So did you have a question about this year? Anything I could help you with?
Just if you saw anything that was a nice little road map or road sign glaring at me.
Well, you are displaced in the Five of Spades this year. You're supposed to be hightailing it out of there.
That's what I feel, but it hasn't happened.
Well, you think it's going to just happen to you, or do you think you're going to have to take some action?
I'll have to take action.
Yeah, I think you will, too.
Yeah.
Now, it looks like it's probably going to happen in your Saturn period, which I wish it didn't happen in your Saturn period, but...
We take what we get.
Right. We make the best of it, you know.
Yeah, that's true gratitude.
And Saturn, you know, is not as hard on Aquarians as it is other signs. So.
True.
So, you know, should be all right.
Okay, I'm going to trust you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, everything, you know that you're protected by the universe. You know that you have, that God loves you, and whatever's happening is all part of his plan for you.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just a matter of walking in faith again. Just
well,
like
thank you,
always
you so
have.
Much for reminding. Well, it helps that you remind us so often. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And you got the Millionaire's card this year, too, you know.
I do?
Yes, you do.
The Seven of Diamonds?
That's correct, in Jupiter.
Oh, I had not noticed that on the Nine of Spades. Yay! I'll take it.
That's why people call me.
Well, thank you, my darling, for pointing that out to me.
I noticed that little thing. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
All
really,
right. Well, you have fun now.
About. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I want you to keep having fun now with your fiance.
Yeah, we're doing really good. We play a lot.
Good.
It's fun, and I proposed to her, and she accepted.
I heard that. I'm very happy for both of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Maybe we'll invite you to the wedding. We might actually get married in Hawaii. If
okay,
we do,
well,
I will definitely
close.
Invite you.
I shall attend.
If you're still there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your card said you need to get up and go. I don't know where, you know. So.
Okay, well, I'll get the horse ready.
Yeah, you might be blasting off, you know. You might be just flying right off the island there. She blew off here and just, she ended up somewhere in the mainland. We haven't seen her since. She's a howley now.
Well, if you're at the airport, your face was so beautiful to me when you picked me up that night for that class. I was very lost, and there you were.
It was all good. It was all meant to happen. It was
well,
perfect.
Thank you again for doing this program.
You're welcome, Betty. I hope you enjoy it, and I want to hear more as your changes develop. I want you to call back and let me know what's going on.
I certainly will.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks, Betty. I'm going to let you go so we can get the next caller on.
Okay, sweetheart. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Betty.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Well, I love it when my old friends call up. This is so nice. Okay, we have Maya. I think it's Maya. M-Y-A. I'm not sure if you spelled it correct. Is Maya still with us?
Yes, I am.
Maya, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are
and
you?
And is your birthday really January 16th, 1963?
It really is. Is that surprising?
I need to check these things. You know?
Oh, okay.
Sometimes they give me the wrong birthdays. I got to make sure they got them right.
Oh, that is correct.
So, you're a Jack of Diamonds.
I am.
Heard any good jokes lately?
No, just some funny videos.
Well, my youngest, one of my sisters is a Jack of Diamonds. She's always sending me the funniest stuff. Oh, my God.
Oh.
She sends me the funniest emails.
Huh.
So what can I do for you this evening?
Well, you know, until that last caller brought up the Seven of Diamonds as a millionaire's card, that, my question was going to be, do I have a millionaire's card in my spread this year? And then I looked it up and realized I have one in my Jupiter period. So I want to change my question to, how can I make the most of it?
Okay, well, good question. First of all, your Seven of Diamonds is not the most powerful for the millionaire's card. It's not that it may not happen, but it's a lot stronger when it's the direct card.
Oh.
And that only occurs when you displace, when your displacement card is the Five of Clubs or the Queen of Diamonds. And you will have that someday, and you've already had it someday, sometime in the past. But you do have one, and it, but it says there's a partnership.
Yeah.
It says it's coming in conjunction with a partnership, a working partnership. Are you involved in a working partnership?
Well, not currently, but I've been looking into different new avenues that may involve partnerships. I mean, and I work in the real estate business, so we're always, you know, partnering with clients.
Right. Well, you know, I don't know.
You're talking about the space?
Real estate's good because it has an unlimited upside.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you're in the right kind of a field for this. I don't think it's going to be that strong. I mean, it's not going to be bad, but I think it's going to, I think it'll be, you have a lot of success cards in that period. I don't think you're going to do bad at all. I'm just not sure how much money you're going to make. but
okay, how about
it's looking
love?
Good. I'm sorry?
Okay, how about love then?
Well, what about it?
No, if I'm not going to
make money,
how about some love?
Are you available?
Yes.
Well, you are a Jack of Diamonds. You know, we know you got these freedom issue things.
This is true.
So, you know, what kind of relationship are you available for? A one night stand or a two night stand?
That depends. I do like my freedom. Yes.
Yes, you do. Now you're about half marriageable because your Six of Clubs ruling card is very marriageable.
Oh, okay.
So
not a total,
you know, it's not out of the question for you. Some Jack of Diamonds, though, it's just no, there's just no way.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, some birthdays, just, you know, forget it.
Right.
But you know, you could have a great long-term relationship.
Cool.
There aren't any hearts showing up in your spreads this year.
No money and no love.
Well, there's a little bit of money and no love. I see a lot of work here.
Okay. All those spades lining up. What does that mean?
You got so many spades. You know, four out of five of your year-long cards this year are spades.
Right. I see that.
And this is, two of them are six of spades. So really what this year is about for you, Maya, if I would be so brave as to say, is about you finding your real groove. I don't think you've really found yourself in your work yet.
True.
See, and you know, they say the Jack of Diamonds people all have a creative gift, and so many of them never use it.
Mm.
Like an artistic gift, I mean.
Yeah. Oh.
And you know, what part of you believes that you can't make all the money you want doing what you really love to do?
There is that part of me. Like the artistic, I think, more like the healing arts.
Uh-huh.
And I have that conversation that, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be a sacrifice financially.
Well, you know, everybody didn't think I would make any money doing this work. But I'm a diamond. I know how to make money.
Right.
What do I do?
Sure.
And so are you.
I'm a Jack of Diamonds, a salesman.
That's right. My sister, I told you, you know, she makes me laugh, you know. She's always selling something.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to call her.
I know that feeling.
She might talk me into something I don't want to buy. Like, she was selling these $500 vacuum cleaners for a while. I didn't even want to call her.
Uh-oh. And you'll be in trouble if she gets into MLM.
Oh, my God. You know, like, I didn't want to have to fight with her about why I don't want to pay $500 for a vacuum cleaner.
So she switched jobs. You got out of that one.
You know what she's doing now? She's a Queen of Hearts ruling card. She's a Pisces, right? So they love children, hearts, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So you won't believe it. She runs an ice cream truck business.
Oh, perfect.
And she absolutely loves it. She can tell stories all day long about these children and all the things that happen to them, like how they show up with Monopoly money for ice cream.
That's
stuff like that. I mean, I can tell that she absolutely is so happy doing it. And now she's gotten to the point where she's got 3 or 4 trucks and she's other people are working for her.
Wow.
So she's built it into like a little empire.
There you go. Doesn't even have to get out there as much.
Now, the Six of Clubs ruling card that you have, that card is going to want to do something with information.
Well,
you're going
like
to want
what?
To bring people to the light, you know.
Oh, okay.
To the truth. It's not enough to just sell things, though you will be selling things too.
Mm-hmm.
There have to be some message that you're bringing to people that you... It's a John the Baptist card.
I see.
It's a missionary card, so...
Well, does that... Are those two mutually exclusive, or, you know, do will
no,
I have, like, a double life?
They can't be. Are you mutually exclusive to yourself?
No.
There's no way. It's who you are. I know lots of people your birthday.
Oh.
And, you know, they do healing work, but they also do teaching also.
I see.
And they guide people, you know.
Yeah.
And don't worry about the love life. That's never a problem for you, really. You know what I mean? It's always exactly the way you want it. Honestly.
I guess. But is that because I'm a control freak, or is that just because I manifested that way?
You got exactly what you want. As soon as you see that, you'll be free.
Yeah. I
truly
kind of,
free.
Okay. No, I kind of see that.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So with the artistic gifts and trying to discover, you know, they're very latent in me right now because I've been so focused as a diamond usually is on money and creating it and using my real estate practice as the source of generating it. And because of that, I've closed myself off to other avenues. But this past year especially, I've been felt more drawn to, you know, things along the lines of what you were talking about, raising the consciousness and helping other people find that.
You need to ask yourself this question this year, because you have a Six of Spades long range, a Six of Spades Pluto, and a Seven of Spades result, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask yourself, what is there in life worth risking it all for? What can you contribute to the world that you think is important enough to take a risk for?
I see. Wow.
Because the Seven of Spades result means that you take a risk. It means you go out and you do something in spite of the fact that it may not look like it's lucrative. You may fail at it. It's a card of faith, you see?
Wow.
And when that card shows up, especially connected with the Six of Spades, it's like you find your groove. And then you walk that groove, it's all going to work out. But you don't know that right now.
Yeah.
You don't understand it. You don't know it. You can't say it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to find out for yourself by doing it.
I see.
And it's not what you're doing now, I can tell you that.
I've kind of felt that it isn't. And I've been in that mode searching, but I haven't found what it is, so...
Well, like, you know, you're going to have to, like, ask to be told what it is. You're going to have to, not me, but ask God to open the door for you.
Right.
Tell him you're ready. Say, hey, man, talk to God. Say, hey, man, I'm ready to go. Just tell me where to go.
Okay.
I'm a rocket ship. Just point me in the right direction.
Okay. Well, that's
no, seriously,
sense.
And he will. Okay. You'll get the message. You know, you're going to have to ask for it, though. It's not going to happen just you living your life the way you've been living it. You're going to have to, like, take some time to make this like a daily prayer or something.
Yeah. Well, I've been in this month especially, there's been a lot of inquiry, and yet maybe I was questioning, am I asking the right way? Am I waiting for the answer? When will I get the answer? And, you know, trying to use my mind to come up with it, and it wasn't working. So.
It won't happen quite that way. You have to kind of use the mind to set forth the question, but then you have to let the mind relax about it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to come to you when you're not thinking about it, not trying.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to at least keep making that, giving that parameter, specification to your subconscious mind, to your soul, you see. You have to keep saying what it is you're asking for, and then let it go. Don't think about it the rest of the day.
That makes sense.
And it'll come to you. You know, I prayed for years before I found this job, this work that I'm doing right now.
Oh.
I swear it was at least 10 years for me.
Really? Wow.
And when it finally showed up, I knew this was it.
Yeah.
But I waited a long time.
I'll say.
And I was successful at what I did, but I always knew I wasn't doing the, I wasn't doing my thing. I knew it.
I see.
And when this showed up, I said, this is it. I knew it.
Huh, okay.
And it's a wonderful feeling when we stop being a seeker and we start being a finder.
Exactly. So how did you know when you found it? Was it just a feeling?
It was just it was because of the way I felt about it. And then I also saw how it connected up everything in my life. Like it gave me the opportunity to give in all the ways I wanted to give. And it was something I found genuinely fascinating and interesting.
Yeah.
And it also had a complete, like nobody else was doing it, so I got to be the first almost that was doing it.
Right, absolutely.
Which is what I wanted. See?
Uh-huh.
So there were all these little elements of it that fit together that, for me, it was perfect.
Yeah, I see. Okay. So really, that's where you say, like, the Seven of Spades is result. That's the card of faith. Really, you know, asking the question and trusting in the answer.
Yeah.
And trusting.
Yeah, the result card is part of our challenge as we start the year. See, it's part of the Pluto.
Okay.
So there's the faith to look within, to find the answer to what it is your path really is. The Six of Spades, and you got it twice. You know, this is about you finding your groove.
Right.
And you know, success is right there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, yeah.
You're not going to have to wait a long time like I did.
Yeah, 10 years
no, you
is
won't.
A long time.
You've already been waiting long enough.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And then there's so many spades throughout. I mean, each 52 is right down the line.
Yeah, well, that's because you're in the pre-birth year, age 44.
Oh.
You have spades in a row. I have a lot of spades, too, because I'm a queen of diamonds. You'll see it's queen of diamonds, then king of diamonds, then it's ace of spades, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so
right,
forth.
All the way through, yeah. So what impact does that have, being the pre-birth year?
Well, have you read about it in the book?
Yes, oh, yes.
Well, then what'd you learn? What'd you read?
Well, that it's like finding my purpose here.
Well, it's like you're preparing to be born again. You're going to be born again on your next birthday.
I see.
You're in the womb, Maya.
Oh, ooh, nice.
You're back in the womb.
Okay.
It's a little confusing. You don't know when you come out. Is it going to be nice out there, or is it going to be
exactly
difficult?
Oh, a little worried there.
Yeah. Well, look at your cards next year. They're great. They're spectacular. So, you know, you don't really have a lot to really worry about. You're actually a very fortunate person.
I feel that.
Yeah, you're one of the fortunate ones in this world.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, it's always, I feel that way. I feel very blessed and fortunate. I mean, even as a reminder, just to share a quick story, a couple days ago, my cat literally was rescued from the jaws of a coyote by a neighbor. I mean, how often does a cat escape the jaws of a coyote? So I feel so blessed and so fortunate. He's sitting here with me.
Where do you live, by the way?
I live in Thousand Oaks, California.
They got coyotes down there?
Oh, yeah, lots of coyotes. My backyard is a state National Parkland, Point Magoo.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah,
good
so it's a beautiful place and a beautiful view. I'm so fortunate to have this. But that's one of the things is you have to be very careful with your kitties.
I know, because they're so tasty.
Yeah. Yeah, fortunately, he's big and muscular, and he fought back, and he escaped. So that
that's cool. I would love to have seen that.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing when I heard. I wasn't home to witness it, but it was absolutely amazing. So I feel so blessed. So when you say that, it's really validating what I feel is true.
You are, and your next year is going to be great. You know, you just like don't – the Jack of Diamonds can miss the big picture. They can play around so much that they miss the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss it, you know.
Okay.
Well, this is your year to really get into something that to make your life like 10 times more meaningful.
Ooh, nice. Well, I noticed since you told me to go to next year, I have the Jack of Diamonds as my displacement and the environmental.
Yes.
So,
yes, you do.
Does that...
Well, that's because that's the rebirth year. Everybody has that in their rebirth year.
Oh, okay. It just
you actually don't have an environment displacement that year. But look at your long-range card. Look at your result card. Look at your Pluto card. Look
right.
at your Jupiter card. You have got so much.
Oh, wow.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enough said.
I'm excited. Thank you.
You ought to be.
Yay. Okay, I'm just going to let all my worries go because after your talk tonight, that's not going to help me.
No, you're just programming yourself to have problems if you're sitting around worrying.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, don't create that specification.
Yeah, let it go. Let it go. No, that's exciting. I never thought to look ahead and to see the big picture. So.
Well, I'm glad you called. I'm glad to be part of it.
I am glad, too. Thank you, Robin.
Thanks for being my last caller tonight.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Have a great evening.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Well, that was so much fun. I hope you guys are still listening. We're going to end now. There's no more calls. But we are going to play one of my favorite songs on the CD called Gayatri. I hope you love it. The Gayatri chant. It's actually most people's favorite, so that's why I thought I would play it tonight. I'll be sending out an email later this week announcing what the topic is for next week. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Feel free to send me an email with feedback or comments. Things you'd like to see on the show, if anything, I'm very open to ideas. We'd like to have more interesting segments in the show, and you're welcome to help create that. So thank you, everybody, for participating tonight. We're going to listen to Gayatri, and I'll see you all next week.
Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurva Svaha Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Guru Bhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Devasya Abiturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tatsa Abiturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam.